For a couple years, stroke prevention groups have been trying to piggyback on the term heart attack. By calling stroke brain attack, they hope to convey a sense of urgency and get more people to the ER sooner. But studies show there's still low awareness among stroke victims. The director of the stroke program at UW Hospitals, Dr. Justin Satin, continues to use the more well-known term stroke. As for his patients, he says they don't seem better informed by the new terminology. Many still don't know something's wrong. Satin says that's because symptoms are diverse, everything from difficulty speaking to problems seeing or moving.
There's not any one particular symptom that everybody can remember, this might be a stroke.
There's only one treatment approved by the Food and Drug Administration for stroke. It has to be given within 3 hours. Dr. Satin says if this is done, it can reduce the likelihood of disability for the 80% who survive a stroke.
If time is wasted by leaving phone messages with the primary care doctor's office or calling family members or taking a nap, as many patients unfortunately do, then by the time medical care is sought, it's too late to offer that medication.
About 15,000 people in Wisconsin have strokes annually. Satin says 1 in 5 die within 3 months. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.